fajita si se shaf shaf ta 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 san san ken ken abuela fajite tak tak baba wite masa.
ACG presents Jonathan Richman featuring Tommy Larkins on drums at the Barrymore Theater on Friday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. American singer-songwriter and guitarist Jonathan Richman is best known for founding the Modern Lovers in 1970. While his roots are in rock and roll, his wide-eyed and childlike outlook reflects his unique forays into pop, country, drone, and other genres. Richman himself has stated, "I don't write, really. I just make up songs." Joining Jonathan is his collaborator of 25 years, drummer Tommy Larkins. More information at BarrymoreLive.com. ACG presents Jonathan Richman, featuring Tommy Larkins on drums, at the Barrymore Theater on Friday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. This is WORT 89.9 FM Madison and WORTFM.org.
Jack Brigade on a pachyderm parade, but we'd rather stroll to a water hole. For a furlough in the shade.
Hello and welcome to Pachyderm Parade. This is your host, Peter, and
Ezra.
Happy Sunday, everyone. Hope you had a nice sunny day. It was pretty sunny.
Yeah.
We got out on the Ice Age Trail. You have to check that out.
Wait, that was the Ice Age Trail?
Part of it, yeah. Go check it out. It's out in Cross Plains. It's in Madison. It's all over the state.
It is?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, pretty cool. Well, here we are at Pachyderm Parade. Ezra, what's up?
What's up with you?
How are you today?
Good.
Good? What are you learning on drums lately?
The Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah. But a few of you know that song. That's one song we want to play for you today. And I bet Ezra's going to be air drumming in the studio here. All right, without further ado, let's get to the Eye of the Tiger.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. Eye of the Tiger by a band called Survivor.
Hi.
Survivor. Ezra's playing that on drums, as I may have mentioned. Is it challenging
for
you?
The Eye of the Tiger. No.
Yeah, not challenging, though.
I have a question.
What's that?
What do you think the most expensive instrument is?
Ever in the world?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. Hold on. Let's see. I'm going to say a piano.
No.
What? What is it?
Stradivarius? Viola.
And how much could it be? Let's see, 10,000.
Not even close.
Could be, that's a crazy amount. Maybe even just 50,000?
Still not even close.
51,000.
Not
close. Is it over $1 million?
Yeah.
How? Why? How much?
Over 45 million dollars.
Oh, that's wow. That's amazing. Someone must have that in a glass case or something.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Well, I'm thinking none of the musicians that were playing today played on that instrument.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Thanks for sharing that. We went and saw a show this weekend at the Barrymore, Beatles cover band. And that was my first time seeing a Beatles cover band. Yours?
What?
Was that your first time seeing a Beatles cover band?
Yeah. And I have another question.
Well, what stood out to you from the Beatles cover band?
Good songs.
Favorite? Were you watching a musician more than another musician? Like, what did you notice on stage?
I noticed lights on the cymbals.
Light show, yeah. Wow, yeah. Light show. The lights engineers were doing a great job.
Yeah, and I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
What is the most forgotten instrument?
The hurdy-gurdy. Has to be.
No. It's 600 plus year old.
Oh, wow. Well, the only... maybe it's a stringed instrument.
It is.
The lute? I don't know.
Nope. Nike El Hopa.
Oh, wow. What's it look like?
It looks basically like a guitar, but it's triangle.
Oh, weird.
Like, it's a triangle, but then there's like a stick coming out of it. And
wow.
Strings.
That's amazing. Maybe we can find a sound sample to play our listeners sometime. What are two songs we can play for the audience from the Beatles show?
Another old instrument is the hurdy-gurdy.
Oh. That's just fun to say.
Yeah.
Hurdy-gurdy. It's also a stringed instrument, I believe. Yeah.
What is the oddest instrument?
Oh, I couldn't say. I don't know. Kazoo.
It's not on this list.
Okay.
The Great Stalagmite Organ.
Huh. That's fascinating.
Sea organ, cello horn, cross Granger kangaroo pouch tone tool.
What?
Singing ringing tree. What? Cheese drums. Fluba. Thurman, the daddy of weird instruments, and one of the very first times electronics were used so specifically to create music.
Oh my gosh. There you have it, folks. Straight from a random website on the internet. The weirdest instruments ever. What do we have from the Beatles as... What was your favorite two songs?
Oh Bloody, Oh Blada, and Here Comes the Sun.
Nice. Since it was a sunny day, let's start with that first.
Yeah.
Here Comes the Sun.
Sun, I say it's all right.
Here comes the sun, I say.
That was the Beatles for all you people out there who didn't know.
Decoding a chicken.
I just got a bit of news for us.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Decoding a chicken's cluck.
Interesting. You mean they're not just saying buck buck?
No. And also, by the way, animal of the week is Siamang Gibbon.
Oh.
Okay, decoding a chicken's cluck.
Okay.
People often wonder what the animals around them are feeling. But it may not be as impossible to understand as we think. According to a new study, humans can identify whether a chicken is happy or upset by listening to its call. Scientists from the University of Queensland in Australia played 16 recordings of chicken noises to 194 volunteers. The recordings were made by a training group of chickens to recognize different scenarios. In one of the scenarios, there was a bowl behind a door containing a treat, such as chicken feed or mealworms. In the other, there was only an empty bowl when the chickens knew where there was a treat behind a door. They produced fast or high-pitched clucks, known as food calls. When there wasn't a treat behind the door, the chickens made whining noises and long moans. Out of 16 recordings played to the volunteers, half were from chickens expecting a treat and half were chickens feeling disappointed by the lack of food. The results showed that 69% of the volunteers correctly recognized whether the chickens were feeling happy or frustrated. This was true even for the volunteers who had no previous experience with chicken. This builds on research that scientists have conducted in recent years about how humans can understand the emotions of some animal species, including alligators, tree frogs, and giant pandas. I'll just call him the guy.
Sure.
The guy who worked on the study that said that people who care for chickens can identify the emotional state of the birds they look after. This means they can use their ability to tell how chickens are feeling to help manage the animal's health and well-being farms. The research is also hopes that further research could lead to technology that could detect whether a chicken is distressed or happy. A team at Dalhousie University in Canada is already working on a computer system that could translate chickens' emotions.
No way.
For farmers and other people who want to make their birds happier.
That's nice. We have chickens, and I always wonder, are they happy? Are they hungry? I know when they're hungry, because I feel like, yeah, they sound different when they're hungry.
I found a picture of a goat, and next to the picture it said, a goat.
Yeah, there we go. There's the news, folks. We are highlighting Black History Month here today. first, we're going to share an artist, a black artist from Texas, who's a kids artist. But first, wanted to urge people, just pick someone who you're interested in, who is black, and just learn about them this month. Two interesting articles out there. One is on an audio file on WORT. It is called A Walk Through Madison's Black History. And Madison365.com has Wisconsin's 52 Most Influential Black Leaders. Those are two places you can go. I'm going to read you a little bit about Saul Paul, who we've played on the show before. But he has garnered an international reputation as a musician with a message. Part rapper, part singer-songwriter. Saul Paul is an entertaining artist who blends his voice, guitar, and his loop pedal to create a live show that is nothing less than an experience. He shares his art with his heart and has been inspiring artists through his music, from performing at 2 TED Talks, 5 Super Bowls, America's Got Talent, South by Southwest, the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, Austin City Limits. Saul Paul has performed nationally and internationally in theaters, concert venues, and festivals across country. SaulPaul.com, everyone. Here's a song called The Best Day Ever. Remember this one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What up, fam? You should make today the best day ever. Like, I had a dream, and it was so real. It was like I was dreaming in 3D. And now I'm thinking, what does it take to actually have the best day ever? Like, where would I go? Who would I see? What would I eat? It's like, best day ever. Oh, my. I can't help it, I feel so fly.
Okay.
I slept in, had big dreams.
Nah, I mean,
now that I'm awake, let's do big things.
Let's get it.
We can take a trip and go Disney.
I'm with it.
Waffles on the plane with the whipped cream. Ooh, no, let's hit a water park. Oh, wait, did I hear a dog bark? Ooh, even better, it's a puppy. It's so cute, it's a must see. Yeah, let's take a pic, no, make a movie. Have a dance party, keep it groovy. Climb a mountain, we can snowboard.
Yeah.
I don't have to rush home, I have no choice. We can play the games over. I'm feeling lucky like a four-leaf clover.
It's a big, big planet with friends and family. Radio jamming, we about to have some fun. Sun still shining, I'm reclining. At the pool, you can find me. We about to have some fun.
Vacay with the best friends.
Yeah.
No little brother, just them.
Okay.
Okay, wait, adjustment.
What?
Parents, they can come, they drive and have budgets.
What's a budget?
Allowance.
In that case, I'll allow it.
Got it? Good. Let's go shopping. Eat all day, no tummy aches, no stopping. Hop in, let's race a go-kart. Oh my gosh, I feel so smart. I brought a flashlight for when it goes dark. We can go camping in the Ozarks. We can go there when we skydive. Unless we go indoors and I fly. So many choices, I'm good long as the cake is the moistest.
It's a big, big planet with friends and family. Radio jamming, we about to have some fun. Sun still shining, I'm reclining. At the pool, you can find me. We about to have some fun. Big, big planet.
And we're back. Ez, let's leave him with one part of one song. What's it gonna be?
Hello, goodbye.
Hello, goodbye. Okay. Hello and goodbye. Thank you for listening to Pachyderm Parade.
Hello and goodbye.
Right. WRT FM 89.9, Madison, Wisconsin. Hope you tune in next time and stay tuned for the best of gospel.
Bye.
You say yes. I say yes. Dr. Jack Brigade on a pachyderm beret, but we'd rather stroll to a water hole. For a furlough in the shade.